second pack of Maisers, Mishnah Ches. So learning the halachas of Mekach is Kodei Lamaisers, which means that if somebody bought produce, from that point on, you cannot eat from it at all without taking off Maisers. We saw before that if somebody's harvesting somebody else's field, so since he has the right minatari to eat from the fruit, that's not what he's eating is not considered a transaction, and therefore it's not considered a mekach and he can still eat from the sachila sarai. So our mission is continuing that situation. A person who was picking poor quality figs should not eat from other type of figs which he's not working on, which are better quality. Even if he's working on a better quality, he should not eat from the poor quality ones. When is it permitted to eat only from the fruit that he's working on right now? He could hold himself back from eating until he gets to the area where the fruit is better and then fill himself up on the better fruit. If a person is exchanging with his friend, in other words, he has right to eat from what he's harvesting, and his friend has the right to eat from what his friend's harvesting. So, zelechel with zelechel, if they're both harvesting something which is ready to be eaten, so both things are of equal status, and it's considered an exchange, which is a mekach, and they would not be able to continue eating without taking off the trumas maizes. So, once again, we have two people that says that you eat my tainim and I'll eat your tainim, that's considered an exchange. Zeliksois. If both of them were working with figs that were set out to be dried out, they exchange my figs that are supposed to be being dried with yours. Zelecho, zeliksois. One of them had figs that were being eaten as is, and the other one had figs that were being set out to be dried. All these cases are chayiv, because that's considered an exchange which is equivalent to a mekach. The person is machlis things that both are ready to be eaten, then he's chayiv. Liktois potter. Why? Because liktois is a situation where these figs have not been fully processed because he's planning to dry them out and they have not been dried out yet. And therefore, even though it's an exchange, this is based on a rule which we saw beforehand, that a mekach is not koveya on something which does not have the gemar malacha. So that's the situation over here. Exchanging figs that are partially dried and not fully dried, there's no gemar malacha here. Therefore, the exchange that they are doing does not render these figs as ones that are kavua, and therefore one can still eat from them, but if they're not ripe, they're taking off from the maizes.